We quite frequently hear chant the Noble Eightfold Path, the Pali English.
Yes.
Chanting from the.
You do it here.
Quite a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They don't do it at Amaravati.
Oh, really?
I've been threatening to do it myself. I introduced a couple others, but.
No, we do it quite frequently. And okay. Also, we do that in Panasati, Pali English, and the Dhammacakka teachings.
Oh, great. Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, I think so too. And so when it comes to experiencing mind as mind.
Yeah.
May you please offer some reflection on mind as mind?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things is just the looking at the Satipatthana Sutta. It's looking at content, so that the mind with greed is the mind with greed. You know, the mind without greed is the mind without greed. The mind with hatred is within. So it's like knowing the content of the mind and just seeing it as that, rather than, because often if you've got a mind with greed, then it immediately goes out to an object and is looking for something. So then just sort of being able to identify, that's because the impulse is so quick, and we get pulled in. That's why that seeing, body, feeling, mind, dhammas, in and of, I like Ajahn Jaff's translation as in and of themselves, as that, okay, that's what a mind with greed is like, that's what a mind with. So it's like that seeing, rather than getting too ethereal or refined or. I mean, and there's certainly the aspects of the qualities of the mind, knowing the expanded mind as the expanded mind, knowing the contracted mind as the contracted mind, knowing the mind that's settled, knowing the mind that's not settled, and being able to sort of, that's just the mind doing what minds do and what they can do and what they're capable of, and because they're capable of great clarity and capable of great confusion, and just to be this is the seeing mind as mind. And then recognizing, underneath that, there is this peaceful quality of mind, but it's that sort of more the result of that seeing mind as mind. Is sort of you start recognizing, here's this capacity of the mind to be very clear and aware and alert without it being dependent on getting the object as you prefer.
Mm-hmm. Or getting rid of the
Or having, I've got to get rid of it. Because that there's so often that's just from more self and becoming to get rid of it, rather than just the quality of knowing. We underestimate the power of that knowing.
Would that relate directly or even partially to Lumpur Duan's reformulation of the Four Noble Truths, where he says the mind seeing the mind?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But he's taking it to the level of how we can experience the fruits of it. But it's a tool as well. I'm trying to remember the... Upasika Ghi, an inward staying, unentangled knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really beautiful description of the mind not having to go out to the objects of mind, not getting entangled in the objects of mind, whether the object is peaceful or agitated. Just that there is this capacity of knowing.
Mm.